called Someday, Flip Side of Punish Her. Song number 11 coming up next. Song number 11, another Motown artist. Mary Wells, You Beat Me to the Punch. Mary Wells and You Beat Me to the Punch. Got as high as number 9 last week, as a matter of fact, and now number 11 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. In the year 1962, we had a whole different language. Give you an example. Translated, I'd like a date with your sister. Papa Umau Mau, Papa Umau Mau, the Rivingtons, and a song bubbling below the top 40 here on September 26th, 1962. The Twin Cities had its own Papa Umau Mau group, the Trashmen, and on the phone with me, Steve Ward of the Trashmen. How you doing, Steve?
Hi, BJ.
You're awake at this time of the day, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Musicians don't usually get up before 4 in the afternoon, do they?
Well, sometimes, maybe at 2:30.
Who are the original Trashmen, Steve?
Okay, the original Trashmen, in addition to myself, is Del Winslow and Tony Andreessen. And Bob Reed.
Now, the four of you got together where?
Well, we formed a group here in the cities about 1961 or two, as far as I can remember. And we went along about 2 years, more or less, as a local group before we had the before Surfenberg came out.
Did you have a big following here in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, we built up quite a following. We became one of the more known local bands around the Twin Cities at that time.
Where were some of the places you played?
Oh, wow, you got me there.
You must have packed a few people into the prom, huh?
Well, yeah, prom ballroom. There used to be a place called the Bloomington Roller Rink, Marion Ballroom.
Heard a lot about the Bloomington Roller Rink. Didn't they close that down because things got too Papa Umau Mau out there?
Well, I don't know. It's been so long ago, you know, it's kind of hard to remember sometimes.
But
we played a lot of places around the Twin Cities. There was an old place called Mr. Lucky's and just a number of different places.
Where did you go to school, Steve? Did the four of you go to school together? Or?
No, Tony went to Henry High School, and Dell and I graduated from Robbinsdale, and Bob is from North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. How much did you pull down for a night back then?
Golly. That's a good question, too.
25, 50?
Oh, I suppose somewhere around there. I don't know.
It was a lot more money back then, $25 or $50.
Well, it seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen now, this Papa Umau Mau got you in a bit of a pickle. You used that on your Twin Cities number one Surfing Bird, and explain the story, would you?
Well, we used a little bit too much of it, I guess, is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some litigation involved, as far as I'm aware of, and we lost out on that.
Okay, so the writing rights to that record eventually, the royalties then went back to the Rivingtons.
Right, to I think it was Beachwood Publishing.
Well, listen, we just played Papa Umau Mau. Let's give Surfin' Bird a listen here now on WWTC.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird.
Ward of the Trashmen. Seems like a lot of people were doing the bird back then, though. It seems like the bird should have been common property. What do you think about that?
Well,
D.D. Sharp was doing the bird, and Chubby Checker was doing Birdland. And
at that time, there were a number of, what you might call bird-related songs.
Yeah. And they decided that yours was too much of the... It was the Papa Umau Mau that did you in there, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Who was doing the Papa Umau Mau? Who did the vocal on that song?
I did that.
You did that, huh? Mm-hmm. Can you still do it?
I hope so.
Listen, what now, is it the original Trashman? You and some other guys? Who's coming back here for the TC Halloween party?
Well, it's going to be the very original group.
The original group?
The original group. Okay. No substitutes, no replacements, nothing of that sort.
Now, what are the other guys doing these days?
Well, they're all working day jobs, and they're all... The reason that we could do this thing is because that we all do, you know, still live in the Twin Cities area. And
as a matter of fact, you play a little in a band yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I'm the only one that's still in music full time.
Okay, and we're going to have to get those other instruments out of mothballs, I guess.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's just like riding a bicycle. You never forget.
Hey, listen, how about that song King of the Surf? Who wrote that one?
That was written by Larry LaPole, who used to have a band around the Twin Cities at one time.
And you recorded it and had a pretty good-sized hit with that, too, here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it was, at the time, at least around the Twin Cities area, it was a double-sided hit.
TC listeners singing along.
King of the Surf, that's me.
Steve Ward of the Trashmen, good talking with you today. Now, the date is October 31st, Halloween at the Castle Royale. Looking forward to seeing you out there.
Right, we're looking forward to being there.
It'll be the original band.
That's right, the original four.
Thanks for talking with us.
Okay, thanks, BJ.
Steve Ward of the Trashmen. Tickets for that big bash available at Dayton's, and yes, you can use your Dayton's charge card. It's time to crack the top 10. Ricky Nelson, Teenage Idol.
Some people call me a teenage idol. How lonesome I can be.
Ricky Nelson and a song that got as high as number 5, it's number 10 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. The television show was on for about 14 years, from 52 to 1966, and it was a spinoff from a movie. What was the name of that movie? The name of the movie that starred Ozzy and Harriet and David and Ricky. Name that movie at 338-1280. And on the phone we have who?
Dan Smith.
Dan Smith, where are you calling from?
St. Paul.
Name that movie that the Nelsons starred in 1952.
Here Come the Nelsons.
Here Come the Nelsons. And here comes Dan Smith to the TC private screening of Super Fuzz next Thursday. Hang on so I can get your address, okay, Dan? Song number 9 on TC's Golden Top 40 Countdown. The Dupree's, You Belong to Me. The Dupree's and You Belong to Me. You belong to WWTC, I can tell. Got a TC bumper sticker on your car? Got a TC bumper sticker on your wife or husband's forehead? Oh, they're real handy. Can't lose yourself that way. They are bright. They are flashy. They say WWTC 1280 AM. And hopefully we'll be in a position where I can hand you one sometime. This is BJ Crocker with the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. We played a Roy Orbison song earlier this morning called Working for the Man. It was a new release on this day, September 26th, 1962. And the flip side of that ain't bad either. Roy Orbison and Leah. And Leah. It's WWTC with a Golden Top 40 Countdown. We've worked our way up to song number 8. This song was number 1 in the Twin Cities on September 22nd. Make that September 26th, 1962. It was number 8 nationally. Dickie Lee and Patches. Twin Cities, 19 years ago today, and number 8 nationally. We're using Billboard's Hot 100 for our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Excuse me.
Yeah? Okay. You're going to do it?
Okay. I'm just talking with the bear here, and he says he's going to dance to the next song here on the radio. Stand by for a dancing bear on TC's Golden Top 40 Countdown. There was a man in Denmark who was a big TV personality. Owned his own record company called Metronome Records and played the piano. Released a song on Atco Records, which was a big hit on this day in 1962. 17 last week, number 7 this week, it's Bent Fabric and Alley Cat. Watch the bear dance. Last week, 7 this week, Bent Fabric and Alley Cat. Something about that song reminds me of Petticoat Junction. I can just see Joe sneaking something out of the refrigerator. What'd you think of the bears dancing on that one, huh? Huh, folks? Yeah, I thought it was... He's been practicing at home. And now we move up to song number 6. This song was number 1 at WLS in Chicago on this day in 1962. Number 6 nationally. Chris Montez. Let's dance. Chris Montez and Let's Dance, 6 last week, 6 this week, but number 1 at WLS in Chicago. This is WWTC in Minneapolis, St. Paul, with the Golden Top 40 Countdown. Time for BJ's Pick Hit of the Week. Of all the new songs into our TC studios this week, this is the song that I think has the most potential. It's Elvis Presley, the king of the whole wide world. The king of the whole wide world, Elvis Presley, and that's BJ's pick hit of the week. Boy, can you pick them, BJ. Actually, that was not one of Elvis Presley's bigger hits, but a great record. Good mover. We're moving up now to song number 5 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. This song's been on the charts now for 10 weeks. It was number 1 at one time, the first hit for Tommy Rowe. Sounding a lot like Buddy Holly. Sheila, number 5.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Ah, this little girl is fine. Yeah, this little girl is fine.
Many called him the bubblegum king of the 60s. Sheila, a number 1 for Tommy Rowe, dropping to number 5 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Well, it was... For Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Bobby Boris Pickett, a couple of years in Korea. Originally from Somerville, Massachusetts, and he went to Hollywood because he wanted to be a TV and film comedian. Well, he didn't make TV or film too successfully, but Monster Mash did eventually become a number 1 record. Number 4 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Next Saturday, we'll be doing the year 1959. Let's give you a sneak preview. 1959, Freddie Cannon on the Golden Rock. Next Saturday, the top 40 of October 3rd, 1959, on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Here is song number 3, Booker T and the MGs. Number 3 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Booker T. Jones and the Memphis group, Booker T. and the MG's Green Onions, one of four classic instrumentals on this week's countdown, and also the theme for our TC Golden Top 40 countdown. And if you can tell me now what movie that song appeared in, what movie did Green Onions appear in at 338-1280, I will send you two tickets for that TC private screening of Super Fuzz. Trier of St. Paul, Green Onions was in what movie?
American Graffiti.
American Graffiti. That was a simple one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was easy.
A confidence builder.
Yeah.
A couple of tickets for you to Super Fuzz, the TC private screening next Thursday night at the Downtown World Theater.
Great.
You were telling me about this Frank Ifield record with the Beatles. We talked about that last hour where Frank Ifield recorded an album with the Beatles. Tell us that story, would you?
Yeah, I was... I like that song. I graduated in high school in 62, and that's when I Remember You, his first big song, you know, by Frank Ifield was out.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Musicland about 5 years ago, downtown St. Paul, and here it was in the cheapy albums for $1.29.
$1.29.
Yeah, it just jumped out at me. So my younger brother is a pretty avid Beatles fan, and he belongs to this club. He gets a newsletter every 2 months, and they show, you know, important records in there. And here, this one was listed. And the current worth now is $560. For that album. It's on VJ Records. It's got four Beatles songs and eight by Frank Ifield. So that's backing into one for free, you know.
That's inflation for you, too.
Yeah, really.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
Okay, thank you, VJ.
And we're now up to song number two on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Nat King Cole.
Rambling.
Number two, a good old sing-along with Nat King Cole, Ramblin' Rose. And that song did not make number one because of this week's number one, which you'll be hearing here shortly. Next week, 1959, the top 40 of October 3rd, 1959. And in October of 59, Neil Sedaka wrote a song that was inspired by his neighbor, Carole King, who you heard on the show a little earlier. Carol, 1959, the year we feature next week on the Golden Top 40 Countdown. Call your friends and tell them it's happening on 1280 WWTC. Neil Sedaka and a song to Carole King. 1959, remember, is the year we feature next Saturday on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Time for this week's number one song on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. A group that was originally known as The Four Lovers on RCA Records. Now they're on VJ and known as The Four Seasons. Their first big hit. The first of five number ones in a row for the Four Seasons. Sherry. And that's this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Hope you enjoyed it. Providing much of the music, research, and the charts for the show, Bob Bros. Bob's at home right now, and if you want some more information, or if you want to get your hands on this week's charts or any of the charts in your musical past, his number is 537-4467. 537-4467. Lots of late nights for that guy. Thank you, Bob. Also working on our top 40, Mike Ryan, and the executive producer of the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown is Dick Driscoll. Next Saturday, the top 40 songs of October 3rd, 1959.